Everybody, welcome to the TGCP Twitter Gaming Channel podcast. We got tonight some news about the podcast. Some things are going to start changing already. First of all, we might change up the schedule of the podcast because daily is getting kind of rough. We like doing it, we love doing it, all that, but it gets rocky sometimes. And second off, we have a possible new podcast member, Ben Knox, joining us. He might start making his own podcasts at times, so be on the lookout for that. And finally, and most importantly, we got placed on iTunes, so look for us on iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, go to the podcast section of iTunes, and type in TGCP, and it should come up with our podcasts. As always, we're on SoundCloud, so keep us supported there and spread the word. Nothing wrong with the podcast, so keep it up. Okay, so tonight we have four main topics to talk about. The first topic we have is Monaco, which is, not a very popular game. In my opinion, it got a very prestigious award, but not many people know about it. If I ask, you know, some of the gamer community, nobody really knows about this game, so I'm going to share it, and I'm going to try to promote it, because I think this game is worth sharing and promoting and all that. So, here we go. First of all, what is Monaco? Monaco is a heist game where you are in four-player co-op. You can play as a thief, a pickpocket, and I don't know the other two. I've seen the gameplay trailer, which you can see at monacoismine.com, and you can also pre-order the game for $13. The 4-pack is $45. I would pre-order the game. You can get it on Steam, PSN, or XBLA, which is also part of the stuff I'll be talking about. Okay, so this game is made to be a strategy co-op action game. It has four-player co-op into it, so like that's the main feature of the game, I'm pretty sure. And it's made by Pocket Watch and Majesto Entertainment. I'll be talking about them a little bit later. What's the deal with this game? Monaco really, really caught our eye. We like the art, the sound, the music. Back in 2010, it won the Indie Game Festival Grand Prize, based on its design, which is pretty, pretty good. I saw the video of it winning. The guy was pretty happy. He looked like he was pretty excited to win such a great award. Probably one of the best moments of his life. One of them. I don't know the guy, so, you know, I can't speak for him. So, it's not all hype, this game. There actually isn't much hype behind the game. I believe it should have a bigger audience. This game looks generally fun and kind of awesome in my opinion. It looks like a perfect idea for a game. It looks like it could be a lot of fun. It's coming out for the 360, the PS3, and it's coming on Steam. I think this should be a handheld game and they should make a handheld team, even though it's an independent studio and they only have a few guys working on it. I think this would really make it as a handheld game. So, I'm kind of throwing that out there, you know, suggesting that a little bit. Nudge, nudge, handheld, Monaco, fun times. I think that could really work well if it was a handheld game. The controls probably would... it might be shaky since it's meant to be on PC, it looks like. I'm getting it for PC, so... yeah. But it looks like it's meant to be on PC, so... it looks like it, if it has multiple controls, it could be rocky if you had it on handheld, but yeah, they could figure that out. Alright, so, who's putting the work into this game? Who's, like, doing it? The studios, the people, music, sound, all that. Monaco is being made by Pocket Watch Games, which is an indie studio made up of Andy Schnatz and Andy Guyon. Their last names are kind of funny, so I probably am not saying them right, but, So look them up. They're on their website, obviously. The guy who makes the music for the game is Austin Wintery. He made the music for Journey also. If you go on to Bandcamp and give your email, you can get the Journey album from him for free. So look that up. He's pretty cool. He makes some good music. So hit him up. He knows what's up. So I personally would donate to his music, even though it's free. You can always, if you know Bandcamp like I do, you can always donate to music. Alright, so Monaco is a really exciting game for me, because I can't wait till it comes out. I'll be the one giving the scores and reviewing it whenever it does come out. I'm thinking it's going to come out in the next 30 days, but I have no idea. I've not seen a release date anywhere. And back in 2010, it won Best Design, and it's still being made. So as long as they make the game great, it'll be worth it to wait this long. But if the game sucks, then it's going to get a really low score. But I'm expecting a lot out of this game. So I saw some gameplay of it, and it looks pretty fun and interesting and whatnot. So I'm, like I said, pretty excited. I'm going to get my hands on the gameplay as early as I can. I think I pre-ordered it. So whenever I have it, I'm expecting this game like to go above and beyond. I'm expecting a lot out of this game because of what I've seen. I'm kind of expecting to blow me out of my chair while I'm playing it. I can see this game doing maybe even as well as Minecraft. Indie game studios really aren't in it for, you know, the money and all that. Usually they're in it to make some good games, unlike some high-end studios that like Call of Duty, who release a game every year to keep money up and keep at the competition, which I have nothing against that because I like the Call of Duty games and everything, but, you know, some people get old with Call of Duty. I might be one of those people. So I've been excited. I've been excited about this game for a pretty long time. It kind of fell off the radar for a while. So, like I said, I'm expecting it to do some great things. Okay, so that's Monaco. On to our next topic, which we have four. Unless I said that earlier. I probably did. Our next topic, which is Tomb Raider. This game was announced a while ago in maybe 2011. 2012, somewhere in there, maybe 2011, somehow I'm thinking 2011, I've been excited about this game for a while since I saw it on the cover of the Game Informer. This game has a lot of potential since it's starting out fresh, new Lara Croft, new story. I believe you're on an island. I saw a gameplay trailer of it where, the guy's talking to you about, look what Laura does when you need to do this. She assesses the situation. Isn't that cool? I was, like, at one point I watched it through with the guy talking, but I ended up muting it so I could just watch the gameplay and focus on what's going on myself. The story seems like, from the beginning, you're trying to save this chick. Looks like you're stranded on an island. So you're trying to save this chick. These guys are on the island. Kind of seems a little like Far Cry 3, like not a copy or anything, like a ripoff. Looks like a unique game. The main weapon is the bow and the shotgun. You can also, what can you do? You can, it's like a zip line that Laura gets. You can like zip line from place to place. Laura in this game assesses situations. And the AI also seem to be pretty smart. They'll take cover and move around and not just be your regular AI. If you throw a Molotov in there, they're going to, like, you know, actually do something instead of burning to death. Being like, oh, this is my spot, so I'm going to stay here. So, yeah, that's the AI. And it seems like if they're smart enough, they'll be pretty fun to fight around with. This game, unfortunately for younger audiences, is going to be rated M. I was hoping myself for a T rating, just so everybody could play it. I mean, I'll get to play it. I'm going to be playing it like the first day it comes out. But I was expecting a T rating for this game. I don't know. I'm not feeling the M rated from Lara Croft or Tomb Raider. I don't know. I hope they don't screw up the game just because they wanted to add some of the F word and some extra blood and stuff. I hope they're making it worth it to make it rated M, because they're not going to hit all their audiences, unfortunately. A lot of kids these days can play rated M games, but, you know, there's still some of those kids out there that are like 15, 16 years old that have parents that make them wait. So, they're going to lose some audience there. I hope it was worth it. Maybe it will be, maybe it won't be. We'll see when the game comes out on March 5th, when I will be playing it. I will probably do the review for this game. So keep your mind open for that. March 5th, it's coming out. I'll be playing it. The next topic is going to be some tech. For tech this time around, we'll do some tech every once in a while. We got the Turtle Beach gaming headsets. I've had one of these for a pretty long time. I'm wearing mine right now, recording this podcast. The X12 Air Force. Pretty good headset. Has a bass control, volume mute, mic mute, chat, bass boost, game volume, all the good stuff. Has a pretty strong mic, as you can tell from our podcasts. They don't sound like crap, hopefully. They probably sound pretty professional. I do a lot of editing time in them, but this mic is pretty good, so... get a Turtle Beach if you're a gamer. You can get it for... This one is for PC and Xbox. Unfortunately, it was made for Xbox, so I got a bunch of Xbox stuff with it. But I hooked it up to my PC, and I'm enjoying it on my PC. So, yeah, they make, headsets, or... Yeah, headsets for PS3, PC, Xbox, maybe even Wii. I haven't checked into Wii, actually. Maybe I should look that up sometime. But yeah, they seem pretty cool. They work well, they look good, they sound good. And, you know, if something looks good, but it also, like, works really well, why not buy it? And they're not super expensive. Mine was $50, and I've been using it for a while now. So it works. It was brand new when I got it. It's still powerful. It's still a good-selling headset. So, you know, really check out Turtle Beach. You can check them out on Twitter also. At Turtle Beach, I'm pretty sure. We follow them because we like their headsets, obviously. I'm wearing one right now. And, yeah, so check them out. They're pretty cool. They know what they're doing usually when it comes to sound, microphones, and editing. So, yeah, check them out. All right, now on to our last topic. We have some news and rumors. Excuse me. For news, we have Aliens Colonial Marines early release in Australia. Unfortunately, to start off on a bad note, it is unplayable. So, I was expecting a lot out of 5 years of this game. Can't wait to see it still, but not really starting off on the right foot. To be honest, I'm kind of scared to play this game. Excited, but worried. So, yeah, check out Aliens Colonial Marines. It's coming out soon, this month, February, so be ready for that. And sorry to Australia about your crap. And now, rumors. We have next-gen consoles dealing with the game Fear 4. So, Fear 4 has been made to come out on next-gen consoles. The Xbox Lumen something, which is the supposed new Xbox, which looks like a Kinect that displays, and the PS4, which it looks more exciting, looks like it's gonna sell better because the Xbox Kinect already came out. So I don't see making a whole next gen console around the Kinect, even though it sold pretty well. If you want to make the money, you gotta make the Xbox 720, not the Kinect. Not another Kinect. That's not gonna make you the money. So, actually, I kinda hope Xbox goes with the whole making their next-gen console based around the Kinect idea. because I really want the PS4 and Sony to have their head in the light for a while. Xbox is sold more in the United States. I'm more into Sony. I like the PlayStation better. Don't hate on me for that. We don't hate the Xbox, even though in one of our podcasts we kind of thrashed it. We have an Xbox. My partner has an Xbox. I had an Xbox. Whenever my first PS3 broke, I sold my Xbox to get another super upgraded PS3. I took my new PS3 apart and added a bigger hard drive, like a, I don't know, maybe 800 gig hard drive to it, which is really easy. You take out the blue screw, you lose your warranty, you buy one off Amazon, you plug it in. Boom, you have a new hard drive. Okay, so that's Fear 4 for next-gen consoles. Looks like it could be pretty fun. I really don't know much about it. So it's going to be one of the most wanted upcoming games for the next generation. The new character is a red-dressed girl named Alma Wade. They're trying to make the game as terrifying as possible. Hopefully it's not like Fear 3, because I feel like Fear 3 kind of jumped off its own cliff and screwed up a little bit, you know, trying to experiment but didn't really turn out. We gave it a 7.5, I believe, back whenever we were rating games on blogs and stuff. So yeah, check out the news for the next-gen consoles and for Fear 4. There's actually a lot of Fear 4 stuff around. So, yeah, that's about it, guys. So, we're ending the podcast now. Thank you all for staying tuned. I know it's a little bit late. Have a lot of work that we've been doing, especially with the iTunes. We had a problem the first day. I had to kind of edit stuff for a little while, but I got it all fixed. So, we're all good. Follow us on Twitter at TGCP_podcast. Check out our SoundCloud, which is connected to our Twitter, and check out our iTunes, which the link for our iTunes is also on Twitter. But if you don't want to go to our Twitter and you just want to download our podcast, go to iTunes, go to the podcast section, and type in TGCP. Thank you guys again for listening, and have a fantastic night. Yeah.
I'm not your type.